to sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper with a big black block.
"Prophet," said I, "thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden, it shall clasp a sainted maiden, whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." "Be that word our signing parting? Bird or fiend," I shrieked, upstarting, "get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore."
My brawny 1 million o bobl yn y deyrnas unedig heddiw yn byw gyda dementia. Gall wynebu bywyd gyda dementia fod yn frwydr unig, hyd yn oed gyda cefnogi teulu a ffrindiau, dynol a blewog. Gallwch chi dal deimlo'n ynysig, ond nid ydych ar eich pen eich hun. Almost 1 million people in the UK today are living with dementia. Facing life with dementia can be a lonely struggle. Even with the care of family and friends, both human and furry, you can still feel isolated. But you are not on your own.